Which means Merlin hasn't told you it's flatly impossible, Lark Island thought. I wonder why he's so prone to throw out cryptic hints instead of just going ahead and telling us how to do it. I'm sure he's got a reason. I'm just not sure it's a reason I want to know. Oh, the Commodore is definitely playing around with a few ideas, my lord, Brigadier Clarake said. Seamount darted him a ferocious look, which was two-thirds humorous and one-third serious, and the Marine went on. After Merlin and the King had headed back to Tellisburg, the Commodore and I were discussing weapons in general, and he suddenly got this peculiar expression. You know the one I mean, my lord? Like someone about to pass gas, Lark Island suggested helpfully. From Clarake's expression, the suggestion didn't seem to help as much, perhaps, as one might have hoped it would. No, my lord, the Brigadier said in the careful, half-breathless voice of a man trying very hard not to laugh. Not that expression. The other expression. Oh, you mean the one that always reminds me of a wyvern contemplating a chicken coop? That would be the one, my lord, Clarake agreed. And what, pray tell, inspired that particular expression this time around? Actually, my lord, the Brigadier's own expression was suddenly serious. It was a very intriguing thought indeed when I asked him about it. But it's one I'm still working on, Seamount interjected in a cautioning tone. What's one you're still working on? Lark Island demanded with more than a hint of exasperation. Well, sir, Seamount said, the truth is that simply increasing the range and accuracy of a cannon by rifling it won't make the shot it fires any more effective against infantry than traditional round shot. It would just let us fire the same sort of round farther and more accurately, if you see what I mean. So I was still turning that problem over in my mind, even after discussing it with Merlin. Then, last 5 day, the Brigadier and I were watching a new batch of Marines training with hand grenades, and it occurred to me that, right off the top of my head, I couldn't think of any reason for it to be impossible to fire grenades. Only they'd be a lot bigger, a lot more powerful, you understand, out of a cannon. Lark Island blinked. If the notion of rifling artillery had opened new vistas, that was nothing compared to the possibility Seamount had just raised. And not just when it came to killing infantry at extreme ranges, either. The thought of what a grenade 5 or 6 inches in diameter might do to a wooden-hulled warship was frightening. No, it wasn't frightening. For any experienced naval officer, it would be terrifying. Heated shot was bad enough. It was undeniably tricky to fire and dangerous to load, since there was always the possibility that it would burn through the soaked wad behind it and detonate the gun's charge prematurely, with nasty consequences for whoever happened to be ramming it home at the moment. Despite that, however, it could be hideously effective, because a red-hot mass of iron weighing 25 or 30 pounds buried deep in the bone-dry timbers of a warship could turn that ship into a torch. But if Seamount could fire explosive charges that could be reliably detonated at least, it would be infinitely worse. Not just an incendiary effect, but one which would literally blow its target open and provide plenty of kindling as well.
Have you discussed this particular notion with Sajin Merlin? He asked after a moment.
No, not yet, sir. Really, I haven't had the opportunity.
Well, make the opportunity, Alfred. Lark Island shook his head. I find the entire idea more than a little frightening, you understand. But if it's possible, I want to know about it. As soon as possible.